Good evening, everyone. It's coming up to 10 p.m. here in the UK. Just a few thoughts on the vocal voice dictation app that was suggested to me via another audio boo that I heard on this app in the last couple of days. I've had it about a day. Costs £1.99 here in the UK. And starting to get to grips with it, starting to get it exactly how I want it. I suppose like any app, you have to fine-tune it. Texting seems pretty good on it. Seems to pretty much understand everything that you say, or most things that you say at the first time of asking on the text. Emailing, done that once, and it pretty much got what I wanted to say on the email. The calling, only thing I'm finding with calling is that apparently I have to be, I have to sort of be in the app to be able to make a call. Phone's got to be unlocked, and I've got to be in the app to make a call. I don't know if there's any way around that. I've had to put it on the touch-to-talk mode a lot just because of the background sounds that are around me most of the time. And with Twitter, I think it does post tweets for me, but I can only get it to read the mentions timeline. I wonder if you can get it to read some other timelines, or is that the only one it can read? And there may be even a few features that I haven't explored yet. Might have to look in the settings and look on the... I think it's a Vocal Nation website to find out a bit more about it. But had it for about a day and beginning to get on with it. I'm certainly already using it more than I ever used the Siri. And I hope that it'll be worth the £1.99. Let's see how long I've got left on this. I've got about 1:09. So quickly mention some other things, some other sport things from last night. Very, very exciting to watch the triple overtime between New York and Washington in the NHL, with New York winning that through Marian Gabrick's first goal in 9 games to win the Rangers' longest game in 41 years. A 15-13 win in the MLB for the Braves over the Phillies with a Chipper Jones 2-run homer. That was a cracking game in 11 innings as well with a Brian McCann grand slam. And then just watch West Ham take a 2-0 lead against Cardiff in the Championship playoffs. Enjoyed some county cricket today. Durham still in it against Warwickshire. And some IPL with a very, very exciting win for I think it was Mumbai over the Pune Warriors. In the Olympic test events today, our water polo girls lost to the Australians, but our hockey boys beat the Indians and our hockey girls beat the Chinese. Election night tonight as well here in Newcastle. We're voting on whether or not to have a new mayor. Election special with Asma Mir and James Naughtie on 5 Live and Radio 4 from 12:30.